Okay, per test, Mishnah Gimel Asheret Shnim Sol Lamata Min Chush LaShultana. Asheret, it's found Lamata below Min Chush LaShultana. So we already had that vocabulary word a few times. Min Chush means what? The bottom of the oven. Tar. So what's the shayla? Oh, right away over here. So tar washing. So we have a right to assume. So we're making our assumptions that it fell when it was alive and now it died. Because if it fell in the oven when it was dead, then it was metame on the way down. So we don't know how to get. The only way it got there was because it fell into the oven. How did it get there, alive or dead? If it was alive, it's tar. So we assume it fell when it was alive and now it's dead. Shani amir chayinaf on v'yachshukas. Machat. Let's say we find on the bottom, he's not showing over a picture, but let's say we find on the bottom, we find a machat, oi tabashim, slumata, minchus, shaltano, tohar, also why? Shari oimer, sham hoyuat shaloi bohatanur. We have a right to assume that these things exist before the tanur was built. Nimsu.
A machat, you said.
A needle. A machat, metal. A machat, that's tummy. A
ring.
Machat oy tabas. Machat is a needle. A ring shnims that was found lamata min chushal tana on the bottom.
Also on the bottom, right?
Bottom, exactly. Same exact location. Also tar why? Shani oimer sham hayuat shloy bohatana. We have a right to assume they were there before they built the tana. They came first, and then the tana was built, and even it's below ground, it was never metame the avir of the tana. Nimsu be'efer mikle tame. Let's say you find the be'efer mikle. You find it in the Eva Mikle, which means burnt ash. Because then we have to assume the worst. We have to assume that Eva Mikle means we found it outside. Let's take a look at the Rab. The Rab looks at everything inside. Let's take a look. Mishnah Gimel Mato Michus Shaltana. Ritzpa, the floor. Oh, you all look along with me? Okay, good.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, good. So Ritzpa, we have here the Ritzpa. It says the floor. Ritzpa and Mashiv Mishamatana, the floor of the Tanner. Shatana also came in Kedera. The Tana has no floor. We had this picture many times. You establish a nice flat surface on the ground. So we had this many times that the ground is called, so the vocabulary word is called the ground is called the Nechushta Shaltana. Okay, the Ritzpa is called the Nechushta Shaltana.
Why is that?
That's just a word. It's a word. Well, why is it called Nechushtan?
So
I don't know why.
So the floor is Nechushtan?
Nechushtan means the floor. We had this before.
And I'm saying. So it's another word for saying.
The floor, right. Chaynof, also the Tanner star. Why is the Tanner star?
The Messianic word for Ritzba. Mishnai.
Primal snake. Is that the word? The primal snake?
Okay. You get what I'm talking about, right?
Yes. Chaynof, we have a right to assume that the shirts fell there alive. If the sheretz fell there when it was dead, if it was a DOA, a dead on arrival, mamish, pshutikim hashmom, hoyatan mitam ebiavir, kishnafal erchpiv, then it'll be telling you on its way down. Fiyadulayim talinon, shema shema hoyashem koidim shayshiv, shema tan, lefich lapam nimsa, sheretz lach, because sometimes we find it lach moist, v'nikash mechodosh meis. It died recently. The atanu yesh yemayim yesh yomim merubim, and the oven can be there for from time immemorial. Maybe this oven existed for many many years. Sheyeshivuhu sham the hash yev shalom hashasheres kadam al sham atanu the imkain mechayim hashemesh hayinish would have been burnt. It would have been dissolved. V'naseifer ella tlinan sham mechayim lafav derech shuratzim lasay schafiras bekarga lahatim sham, and it's derech of shuratzim to dig out little crevices in the ground in order to immerse themselves in the crevice.
Lefichach. I think lahatim sham is to
hide there.
They themselves are hide like
no, food they in. Themselves. Oh, you're saying they put the food there? Okay, no, I think even they themselves. The derech shuratzim lasa is chafiras bekarka lehitomein sham to hide there. Lefichach nim salamata min chush to sheltan. He found there in the ground of the tanner. Min chushtoy. Rav both sides. Nim salamata min chushtoy sham hayu. We have a right to assume ad shleboatan. No, this new case. Derech shuratzim lasa chavir v'sham chavir nim sulamata min echushtoy. Minchushta. Sham ha you actually bought a new kaidim sheshi was sham. The loyra avra tana.
Was there, right?
This is a new case. I'm not sure where. Dim came b'chama b'chama dim nifake. Ella talina on shem achayv nafav. Derech shvat zim la'alas chafiyas b'karko. Lamitim sham ufich nimsa. Nimsa lamata. Minchushta shaltan. We find the below minchushta shaltaner. All right, I'm not sure how this fits, this flows. Okay, Sham Hayu Achlebatan. That's the case of the Machat. The case of the Machat. If you find the Machat, Tabashtim Sulmata, Sham Hayu Achlebatan, Koidem Sheshivu Sham, Veloiwa Averatan. Pashut. Okay, next. Here's the new case, a little more confusing. Afer Mikle. Shanasa Machmat Shreif HaSraish. You have a tanner, you put in their fuel, you put in their wood, you put in coals, you put in their fuel, and that fuel turns that fuel turns into ash. Correct? And what happens to the ash? Koidem beif mikleh shenasa l'machmas shreif haso ash v'haynu l'malo v'chalal tanner. This is in the airspace. Mishum the ashkechon efer the ikri afar. Sometimes we spell it with an ayin, and sometimes we spell it with an aleph. Are you familiar with that concept?
Afer
enough. Afer enough. It's the same word. Literally, afer means ash, afer means earth. But we interchange them. When we shum the ashkan afer, digri afer, v'hacha be'afer shel, shreifa, mishra. We're dealing with ash. Mishamachi tana afer mikla, we call it afer mikla, burnt ash. In order to make sure to explain dealing with ash, we're not dealing with earth, so we add the word mikla. Mikla means fire. Ash, fire. Not earth, but ash. Ash in the way, because if you would say afer, even if you would spell with an aleph, excuse me, I got something stuck in my throat.
Oh my God.
All right. Now I feel better, Baruch Hashem. Chaste Hashem. Okay, so b'ha'cha b'efer shel shreifa v'shtoi l'mishamach yitone efer mikla loshon kolu b'esh burnt in fire. Okay, so let's take a look at the picture, because the picture explains a little bit more details that we did not see inside b'ferish. We have here the tanur, and we have here efer. Here's the efer. Efer is a tanur tomei l'fi, let's go back. Graf shel efer. Graf means this is the what you've shoveled out. You take a broom, you take a shovel, and you put it into the oven.
Is it also used a graf shel rei?
Graf shel rei, a bedpan, a chamber pot.
Yeah, so why is it graf there? I mean, different than this graf.
Okay, you're right. I'm not exactly. Graf means something that you take away, something that you scrape away. So rei is excrement.
Mm-hmm.
You take it away. It's unpleasant to keep it in the room, keep it in your vicinity. So graf shel ha'efer, here's what you sweep away of efer min ha'tanur. And you find there some sheretz meis or machat or tabas p'tmeim. In this collection of ash that is above the ground, after you sweep it out,
yeah,
you find in there a machat, or you find a needle or a tabas. You find something. So we have to assume the worst. We have to assume that the tabas, the ring, or the machat is an avatoma, because that's the way. Or
because why it touched the mouse. The sheretz, or why? Why? A machat's always
I guess so.
Or is it because there was a sheretz?
No, it doesn't say there was a sheretz. It's saying even the case before, we are assuming when you find the utensil, the rule of tummy is you have to assume tummy until you know otherwise. That's the general rule. If you have an object, you have to assume the worst. You have to assume the worst until you know otherwise. So if you have a sheret, you have a metal, a ring, or a machat, you must assume it's tamei, unless you know otherwise. Now, where did you find the ring? You have a pile of ash. In this pile of ash, there's a machat, a ring, a tabas, or a dead sheret. And this was swept out, pulled out of the oven. We have to assume. So the question is, Grav shasha afar hatano v'mata sheretz meis or machat or tabas tameim. Hatano, what is this? What is the law? Hatano tamei lefi she'ef shoshalo hoya sheretz biadir shaltano v'yotziuhu im ho'efer. And the same thing goes with the machat. Since you found it in the ash, and the ash came from inside the oven, you have to assume that the sheretz, or the machat, or the tabas, was originally in the avir hatana, and now was swept out. That's it. So it's a very simple Mishnah. Baruch chaz the Mishnah, go on to the next Mishnah.
Let's just chaz it.
Sheretz, shenimsa, lemata, leminuchush toy shel tana. It was found below ground, below the ritzvah. Tahar. Why? Shani oimer, chaynof, we have right to assume that it fell into the oven when it was alive, and it was not metame on the way down. And then it died while it was in the cavity. Achshav, chaynof, al viachshav meis. Like, what about machat?
Shani oimer, chaynof, al.
It fell down when it was alive. And now it died in the ground, so he was never in the avir hatana. What happens if we find in this nechushli, in this cavity, a machat, a tabas, shenimtsu, lamata, minuchushli shaltana, tahar? Why? Oh, but that thing, that doesn't die. That was tummy from the get-go, from the time it fell. The entire tzitz, it was there first, and then you built the oven around it.
Right.
Why? Tanner, tahar, shani omer, shamhayu, atshaloi, bohatana. We have a right to assume that it was in the cavity before you built the oven. So it was always below ground. You built the oven around it. So it was never in the avir hatana. However, nimsu ve'ether mikle, let's say you sweep out the oven and when you to clean it out. So you clean out all the earth, the ether mikle, and you find in the ether mikle a machat or a tabas or a dead sheretz. You have to assume that this machat, this tabas, since it's intermingled with the ether hataner, it was in the ether hataner and you swept it out, which means that once upon a time it was in the avir hataner.
If it's found in the ether mikle, which you swept out of the oven. Yeah,
then tummy. The oven is tummy. Sheila Malita, we have nothing to assume. We have no right to assume that
it was underneath the thing. It was there before.
Because since you swept it out,
straight out of the bottom.
So it has to be that it was once in the avir hatana. Okay, good. Finished. Next Mishnah. Sfeig is a sponge.
Correct.
Okay, sponge. Shabola mashkim, which has absorbed mashkim to me, v'nogu mibuchutz, it has absorbed mashkim to me, but it's dry on the outside.
Absorbed mashkim
to me. So the mashkim to me is the koyach to mitam in the oven. The mashkim can be mitam in oven.
Okay.
But the mashkim is buried inside. If you go touch...
It's absorbed inside the sponge.
In the middle of the sponge. So if you squeeze the sponge, you'll enter the middle, you'll get the water. But on the exterior,
surface,
it's dry.
Uh-huh. So it's shabala, mashkin, tamei, v'nogu, b'chutz.
And it's dry on the outside. Why? Sh'soif ha-mashkin lotes, so the mashkin will one day come out. Let's look at the rav. V'nofala v'atana, the mashkin, tamei, matam, kli. First of all, we have to have
what happened? V'nofala v'atana.
This sponge fell into the oven. So Shaila is the oven tamei, the oven, because they have mashke tamei in the avir hatana.
Right.
So the answer
and
it's
dry
is
dry on the outside.
Dry the sponge on the outside, but it's wet on the inside. So tamei.
The mashke mitamei
mitamei kli. First of all, we have to rule.
The
mashke tamei is mitamei kli. The afal pisham mashke b'luyim l'suchas. Even though the mashke is absorbed inside the sponge, kiflutim dami. We view it in halacha as if it's been already expunged. Even though the mashka is deep inside the sponge, as far as we are concerned, it's as if the liquid has come out of the sponge and is resting in the avir hatana. Why? Lefi shesfug asu lihachnis lohatzibo, because that's what a sponge is all about. A sponge, you squeeze it. Even though at this very moment in time when you touch the exterior of the sponge, it's dry. Since if you were to squeeze the sponge, then you would make contact with the liquid, and you would feel the liquid would come out. So even though it has not yet come out, you have not yet squeezed the sponge. And right now the sponge is dry on the outside. Since the whole essence of the sponge is to squeeze and to extract what's inside, we view it now, al shem saifa, as it already came out. Mail doven is tameh. Good? The chain, likewise, gemi is a reed. No, there's no picture here. Okay, there's no picture. Gemi, we get another picture. V'chein Gemi, we read, let's say Gemi, Rabbi Yishim Mitar, B'shnei Eilu, B'shem disagrees. Sorry, I skipped. What do I do over here? So, V'chein Chaticha Shalefes, I'm sorry. Chaticha Shalefes.
Lefes is a cucumber or something like that?
lefes,
some kind of vegetable.
Okay, v'shel gemi. Gemi is a reed. These are also spongy materials, whatever they are. It's not important to know exactly what they are. Rabbi Shim, etar, b'shele, Rabbi Shim, he holds that both these things are going to be tar. Let's say the rab over here. It says v'chein b'chit shel gemi. Havikesvug lefes.
It's like a sponge.
What is lefes? Lefes is one of the, like lefes is a vegetable.
Is it? It's some kind of vegetable.
Okay. No, does not show. Havi kisvug lefisha shebegemi boitkin boyesayayin. The havi gamhu also lahachnis luchetsi kisvug. Gemi is a reed. A reed is also spongy like. Gemi, that's what they know, that's like the schach. They make schach out of the spongy type of stuff. It's not sell. They don't sell it anymore. It's not popular anymore. There used to be two types of schach mats. The mats, there's the bamboo mats, and then there used to be this other mat that is, it's like a spongy type of stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
It's not, they stopped really selling it, and they don't see it anymore being sold, because it becomes moldy very easily. So people got very upset with it, so they stopped buying in America. Now it's so popular because they're the environment, it's very hot, so it doesn't get moldy. It's spongy. Okay, so gemi is spongy. Spoitkin boy say yayin the harigam who also lach is lahitzik svog vein halacha krebi shimon. Okay, let's chaz the mission. Svog is a sponge. Shebola, mashkin tmeim. The bzu mashkin tmeim. The nog of milchus shron the yatsim. Nafalo savi otanu. Tamei, the tanu is tamei. Why? Tamei, she soif mashke lotzeis. Because the mashke is going to come out, since the purpose of a sponge is to squeeze in order to extract the mashke, it's if the mashke already has come out. Good? So mele the other taner v'chein chatich shalef shal gami the same zachem shem mitar b'shnei elu b'shnei charosin shenishtamish v'chein ma'amashkin tmeim charosin a piece of pottery okay charosin shenishtamish v'chein ma'amashkin tmeim which have been used to store to collect mashkin tmeim. I guess it's a broken piece of a utensil once upon a time that was used to hold ma'amashkin tmeim shenishtamish ma'amashkin tmeim v'nof lover taner. And now who's the katanu tamei? If you ignite the tanur, you put in fuel, ton that was a tanur, why? Because cheres is porous. In the cheres, there is a shtickle mashke, and as long as the mashke is absorbed deep inside the cavities of the cheres, it's tuba. Once you start igniting, you heat up the cheres. It's going to cause it to sweat. It's going to cause the mashke that's tummy to come out.
Who's the katana tummy?
Who's the katana? Here's the tana.
Yeah.
If you ignite the tanner, you put in fire, so now the cheres becomes burning hot.
Why do you have to wait till it's husak?
Because if it's not, it's like it's dry. No, because
it's water, like everything else.
No, it's not. Here's a piece of cheres.
It's a sponge. When you had a sponge, the water
that's
was
a sponge. Because the sponge is meant to squeeze, to get out. That's what a sponge is all about. This is cheres. This is pottery. This is earthenware.
Yeah.
Right now, here is it. Touch it.
So you
is
touch
it wet?
Wet?
Is it wet? No, it's not.
Where
it's
is
not
it?
Wet. There is
it
not wet.
It's wet. It says.
No, it was once shenishtamish that a week ago I used it.
It's dry now.
It's dry now.
So then why should it be a problem?
It's not a problem. As long as it's dry, it's not a problem. The problem is when you take this and you light a match.
Yeah, the water comes out.
And then you make it very, very hot.
Yeah.
It causes the moisture that's buried deep down inside the material of the cheres to come out, and now the oven becomes tamei. Well, you ever know this chiddush?
Yeah.
So no. It says charosin. No, charosin shenishtamish b'hem. We learned something new today. Holding was kedai, such a chiddush. Charosin, a piece of pottery shenishtamish b'hem mashkin. Once upon a time, you used the cheres. In other words, you have dishes. Cheres, china. And once upon a time it was used to go and collect water, liquid, that's tamei. And now, right now, mashtameim, v'nof lavi atana, he falls into the avatana, so is the tana tamei? At this point in time, at this moment in time? No, why not? Because it's completely dry. But husakat tana, but you put the temperature up to 400. So now, the cheres becomes burning hot.
Mm.
And when it comes burning hot, it causes the liquid that's inside to be expunged, to be poilate. Tamei, shesoif mashke lotzeis, v'chein begefes chadosha. What's a gefes? A gefes is... What's a gefes chadosha? A picture with a gefes? Here's a gefes. Gefes is what you extract from, I think, from olives. Okay, olives. Gefes. We'll see. Gefes chadosha. I will be yeshana tahar. But if it's old geffes, geffes I think we'll see is the gas, the wine press, right? The wine press. Grapes. I will be shonatar. V'im yadua sheyetsu me'mashkin. Afilu liyachas sholosh shonim nitma. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on. V'chadasim shonatar me'mashkin tamem. Kegoyin ovit shel me'emei raglayim. Shel zav.
What does that mean?
Of a bedpan. A bedpan. You have to remember, in ancient times there was no toilets. This is common things. Everyone had this. And ovid shel me'emei raglayim shel zav shenishvei. These are used for a zav and a zava. That was one of the first mishnayos in this mesechta, that the mashke of a zav and a zav and the reikos shel zav are an avoy satoma.
Right.
Okay, so the avoy satoma. We're not dealing with serious stuff. So shel zav is shabala which put me'emei raglayim which absorb their urine. You rinse it three times. You rinse it three times, and there's no mashke tame whatsoever
on the surface.
If you did not rinse it three times, if you have not rinsed it, then there's always going to be some residue. So even though the residue is hard, has dried, the fact that there's a film of urine that coats the exterior of this ovid shel mei raglayim, it's automatically, the tanner is tamei immediately. You did not need
where they washed it three times.
So therefore, the only chash is of the mashke, the mashke of the zav that's buried deep within.
Or the urine.
So shesoyf mashke lots says kolomar derech mashke lots aydei libun hacharasim mordek yisoid, scientific yisoid. Science. Derech mashke lots aydei libun hacharasim, to the heat of the charasim, it causes the mashke to be pilate. Uch kevan shayu elu chacharasim b'tana b'shasas, since these things were in the charasim b'tana b'shasas shesiku, yatu ha-mashke mehem, v'timu atan me'aviroi, and the tana becomes tamei through the airspace. Gefes. What is gefes? Gefes, a new case. Gefes is psoilas. Let's first look at this picture before we go by. Let's look at the picture. Charasim, okay, it's an easy picture. We have here, a tanner, a cheres, shabab me'ovid me'raglayim, a piece of cheres that came from ovid me'raglayim. Klei kibul lasu l'kav me'raglayim, shal zav v'zav ahari me'raglayim, shahim t'meim, bilu b'soch, it's absorbed inside the cheres. If you heat, you rinse the cheres, kach, sh'ein t'tichas me'raglayim al cheres me'bechutz, it's been thoroughly rinsed. Koidem Meshusakatan, before you ignite the tanur, hatanutar, meraglaim shabusakharis same to me and belua. Because the me, oh, he's saying a yisoid. He's saying a murdik yisoid. Why is it tar? He's introducing us to a new yisoid which we're going to meet for the rest of Shas. You must know this yisoid is called tuma belua. If a person, let's say I'll give you a mush, a person swallows a ring that's tame, metal, a piece of metal that's tame, he swallows it, and he goes to mikvah, or he doesn't go, just throws down the shroud, and he goes into a room, is he tame? No, because the tum is balua, it is buried inside your body. So he's saying a murdik yisoid here, that this piece of cheres, which has liquid that's inside the walls of the cheres, it is called in halacha tumah balua. It's a tumah balua. And the male, it's not matama, the avir hatana.
Koydim shehusik hatana.
Hatana tar why?
Me'aglayim shebesech acheres heim tuma blua.
Tuma blua.
It's considered tuma that's absorbed, right?
And it's a concept. The tuma blua. Tuma blua. Is
that
a concept.
Is it the concept is that it's swallowed up inside.
It's inside. It's not visible.
Right. The
Adam is mitame sa'avir. Tamadava shemashke habalua mecheres nechshav lutuma balua. Afapi sheyocholate sachlut zochel ve'ein oimid latzi. It's not like the sponge. It's not meant to come outside. Mela, that's why it's tar. Okay, this is an entry in a dictionary. You go into the Encyclopedia Talmudis.
Yeah.
Tuma balua. It's a ganze zach. It's a sugyan shas.
Right.
Pages and pages and pages. All the lumdis of tuma balua go to gan shas. If you were an editor of an encyclopedia, you would have a whole section devoted to the sugya of tuma balua,
right.
And this would figure prominently, right, in your discussion of cheres versus a sveig. What's the chilek? Why don't we go say the sveig is tuma balua? It's a sponge. Why don't we say it's tambulua? Because a sponge's essence is to squeeze and to extract. So even though it's inside, since the whole mahus of a sponge is to squeeze and extract, mela we view it as if it already came outside. Whereas cheres, it's not. It's not meant to come outside. Mela, as long as it's dry, it's tar. But if you ignite, you go, you take the firewood, and you might make the fire oven hot, and it causes this thing to become very hot. B'shas hesek yeitz me'aglayim in acheres, hachutzo metame satana me'avir it's metame.
What is that?
What do you mean, what is that?
What is this?
A fire.
So once the fire is 400, it brings it out.
That's it brings it out.
Right.
The fire, b'shas hesek yeitz me'aglayim in acheres, hachutzo metame satana me'aviroi, the meraglim now come out of the cheres. Now we go to the gefes. What's gefes? Gefes is psoila shel zeis v'liachas shiutzias shishma shamna. Chanukah. You have olives. And what do you do with the olives? You squeeze them. And you extract the oil. And what are you left over with? What are you left? You left with the psoilas. What's the psoilas? The shells, the skin, the flesh. The flesh, whatever's left over of the olives, that is called gefes. So it's moist. It's moist. Chadosha, it is new. Toich shnayim. What's chadosha? Fataych is the rav miyisoid. Toch shneim asachodesh. 12 months. 12 months is called new. Yeshana old. La'ach hashneim asachodesh. The mistam yotzu kol mashka shabayim. Because after 12 months, it's already dry like a piece of wood. After 12 months, there's no mashka left in the psoilas of the olives. You take an olive, you bang it.
Yeah.
You bang it, so all the olive oil comes out. Even though the oil goes up, but it's still moist. There's still some moisture. It takes 12 months for that moisture
to dissipate, to evaporate.
Right. To evaporate. So what is halacha? So we finish the Mishnah. So nachol the Mishnah. Charosin shenishtamish shemashkim tameim. The nafla hatanu nusak hatanu tummy. Only when you ignite the tanner, then it's tummy. But as long as you did not yet make the fire, it's tar. Why? Because when you make a fire, shesoif mashke lotzes. Vechein begefes chadosha. If you have gefes chadosha, you need fire. Begefes chadosha, al b'yishana tar. If you have gefes, that's dry. Gefes, that's dry. We'll look at the picture in a moment. You have to go to the picture. We have to see what it is. Gefes yishana tar. Wait a minute. This picture is 202. That's already the next. No, so that's the next case. That's the next Mishnah. V'chein b'gefes chadasha. Yudalit chadasha. Haba mashum temeim shahusak. He is that word in shahusak. So you have to make a fire. That the same thing you apply to the cheres.
Do with the
gefes. With the gefes. But there's one condition. The gefes has to be within 12 months. If the gefes is dry, I have some.
How do you know if it's 12 months in it?
You have a stamp like on a bottle like a bottle of milk. A bottle of milk that says expiration date.
You think they do that with gefes with psoilus?
They do it for licorice. So why won't they do it for gefes?
Because gefes is thrown out. Not licorice is not thrown out.
I went into this whole fight with the Chinese guy behind the cat. I wanted to know if it was fresh. The licorice.
Why are you going to the Chinese guy? Of course it's going to be.
What? Oh. Where am I going to go then? They don't want to have it. I'm not going to go wait in line and pomegranate for 10 hours for a piece of licorice. V'chein b'gefes chadasha. A gefes chadasha. Yeah, so the gefes chadasha, if you have the this gefes, the zach over here, and it's chadasha. It's shekel chadash. It's new. It's new, and you and it's dry. There's no, you touch it. You touch it.
Dry.
It's dry. It's dry. So
but it's new.
But it's new. So it goes into the oven. What happens to the oven? Tar. If I light, turn up the oven, turn on the knob, and now it's 400 degrees, beep, 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 and it tells you that it's hot now.
Does that tell you?
What?
You got a fancy oven.
And now, what happens? Not a fancy oven, it's a cheap oven. And now it comes. Now the moisture comes out.
Yeah.
Now the moisture comes out.
Yeah.
So what happens?
It's tar.
No, tummy. Yeah. But let's say the gefes is already expired.
Yeah.
The gefes is pretty past 12 months.
Good.
And I put it into the oven and I put up the temperature to 400 degrees.
Yeah.
What happens to the oven?
Tar.
Why? It's yeshana. But the Charis can be 20 years old, doesn't make a difference.
Right.
The Charis is always going to be Tameh.
So what's Tameh about the Gefes? What's Tameh inside? What's Tameh?
We're dealing with a Gefes. Oh, we're dealing with a Gefes that's Tameh. We're dealing with a Gefes which came in contact with Tameh. That's the, you have to, that's the case. The case, that's the case. Obviously, we're dealing with a case where it's tummy. That's obviously
that
it's self understood. Not everything that's said in this world has to be said. Okay. It is self understood. That is what we are dealing with. Okay. Chadasha, avol biyishan tahar. Then you do a shiatz me'mashir. But let's say it's more than 12 months. Let's say it's very very old, but you know it's still fresh. Okay. Still moishvim. You do a shiatz me'mashir. I feel like a shlish shanim nitma. You have gafas,
and you kept and the gafas in a nice vacuum
moist
packed area.
So there's still some moisture. So even after he is going to be tummy. Okay, next Mishnah. Mishnah Vav. Let's
really
move along
quickly.
Okay, hagafas v'hazogin shnasu b'tahara gafas. Gafas is the psoilus of the alas. The hazogin. What is zogin?
Those are from wine. No? Zogin of wine.
Yeah, zog. That's okay. So that's
I'm,
a grape.
I'm
yeah.
Just guessing.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't have good vocabulary. Well, that's a zogin. Okay, we'll come across. Let's assume it's wine.
The gas. The wine, huh?
Yeah, hamash shulu have a zogin. Yeah. So you're right. The gefes, the gas, the wine press. Hagefes zogim shenav chashvayt. So the zogin are right. The zog v'chartzonim by the nazir.
See,
the nazir means the psoilus of the.
You know everything. I'm surprised.
I know nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
We'll talk about that later. We don't want to get on tape. Go ahead.
Hagefes v'hazogim. The day that someone will listen to these tapes, l'mamish be a yamtif.
Okay.
This is personal records only. Hagefes v'hazogin. Zogin are the psoilus of the wine. Shnasu b'tahara. There's no b'tahara. B'hochu aleim tamei.
Shnasu
b'tahara.
That you made
b'tahara. B'hochu aleim
tamei. And also they gave tamei.
Mashkin came out. Look at what happened over here.
Why would they be tired?
Shemitchilas shnasu b'tahara, because they were originally made b'tahara. Let's take a look over here at the parish of the Rav. B'hochu aleim tamei. B'nei adam tamei. Tahara. Shaloi nitmu b'drisas. They do not become them by stepping upon them. Why not? Kevin shenikra aleim shem tum. Kevan shle nikra aleihem shem tuma ba'olam. Tuma never came upon them. What in the world does that mean? Let's look at the pictures. Ha derech begash hu adam tar. He is an adam tar. Here's where we start. Here's this person. He's tar.
This guy's tar.
He steps on it.
Yeah.
Ha derech begash hu adam tar. Nidruchu hanavim b'tahara. B'tahara.
Okay.
Ulechei lo nitzmu hamashkim shnivu b'zogin. The mashkim that's inside, all comes out into the gas. Now, step two. Fast forward. Step two. Zav hametame b'midras. We have a zav. He comes along now. And he steps in it. Nisyavshu hazogin. Nisyavshu. Now, after this guy finishes doing his thing, you let the stuff sit around for a couple of days, and now it becomes dry. Comes like a piece of wood. Okay, it's dry. Now he steps in. Nitzav shazogim b'mechutz ve'in b'chem el mashke she b'seichan kevon shohu b'luav lo nitma l'idem mirdezav. It's absorbed. Being that it's absorbed, it's tuma b'lua. In other words, the reason why this case was different was because the gefes was chusak. There was fire. Remember, what do we have over here? Chusak. Yudalish. Chadosh ha'ba m'mashkan t'meim shechusak b'hatan nitma. This case is going, the reason why it's started is because you're just stepping on it. It's still Tuma Balua. And don't lose me now. It's Tuma Balua.
Okay.
It's Tuma Balua. There's no fire. This guy, he steps on it, right? So what happens? When he steps on it, all of the moisture, all the liquid goes and goes out of there. Now what happens to all the stuff? Let's sit around in the hot sun for 2 weeks.
It gets dried out.
Now even it's Chadasha. It's Chadasha. It's within 12 months.
Right.
Within 12 months. If you were to take this and put this in a fire, put this in a tanner and turn on the temperature to 400 degrees, what would happen?
No good.
The liquid would ooze out.
Right.
But over here,
but when a guy comes and
steps on it, no big deal. Because nothing. It's not constant. There's no heat, and though his weight is not strong enough to extract any residual moisture that's inside. Nisyavshu hazogim.
Bibuchutz.
Ve'ein muhem el mashka shebeseichan. Kevin shu balua. Going back to our yisoid. Tuma balua.
Yeah.
It didn't
come out.
And now we're saying a big chiddush. You're saying, let's say there's a residual effect. Let's say even at a later point in time, he steps in, and now you go away, and they cause some type of reaction, but it's not immediate. Hamashka hanischat ben azogim achar kach tohar. It's a very big chiddush. In other words, when he steps on it, there's no immediate. It doesn't immediately cause liquid to come out. But the pressure of stepping on it, of agitating these zogim, even though they're dry, will have a long-term effect. And long-term means a short-term, but not immediate. So maybe you come back 10 minutes later, and you'll find a little puddle of olive oil.
It's still tar?
Still tar. Because it's not immediately. Even though he has triggered a reaction, but being that this reaction is not immediate, it is delayed. The male, that little puddle of liquid is going to be is tar. Let's see Nachmol. Hagefes v'hazogin, the gefes and the zogin shenasu b'tahara, that was made b'tahara. Okay, so it was made b'tahara. Falchalem b'tameim, and then afterwards tameim walk on it. V'acharkach yotzu mehem mashkin t'chayrin. That mashk is tar. Shemetchilasan, when it was originally when it would happen, it was nasu b'tahara. So even though it was happening, so you got out all the liquid, all the immediate release was already done, and that was done b'tahara. So this is residual. B'meila, that is insignificant. Okay, kush. All right, I want to just tell you the vard because I have to make a chansu davening. Okay.